everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Hi, Xenia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Haley.
Thank you so much for joining us. We were chatting a little bit before we recorded, and you have an incredible Luxembourg story ticking all the boxes of an expat living here. So I want to hear all about that. And then we're going to bring it into your new venture, which is Mompreneurs, which is a networking group for moms who also want to start their own businesses, right?
That's right.
All right. Yeah. So let's start with your Luxembourger story, because that's very interesting. And I just love that.
Sure, Haley. So we moved from Bombay, India. I moved with my husband. He had a job here and we were so much younger. 18 years ago in 2008, we moved to Luxembourg, beautiful place. But I have to confess, I completely lost myself after moving here. I felt this is like another planet. I didn't get a job so easily. The language problems.
What was that like, feeling like you lost yourself?
I was completely out of my confidence, you know, because it was so difficult. I felt so lonely. My husband was busy and I had to make friends, figure out what to do with my life. For a few months, it felt great being an expat wife, meeting friends for coffee. But I realized I needed something more, you know, there was a pillar missing. And every day in the morning, I wake up and I don't know what is the agenda for the day except having coffee, you know. And very soon I felt I was losing my sharpness.
So you felt bored.
I was very bored. I was extremely lonely. And with all this, I was also trying to start a family. And to tell you frankly, nothing was working out in my life that time. And I moved into a very dark place for a few years. Afterwards, when it became too like a circle, I was not able to come out from. And one fine day, it was like a wake-up call. When somebody told me it's difficult to, you know, speak to you because you sound so negative. And that was like the day when I decided something has to change and I have to make that change in me. I cannot find excuses. And I made a list of 4 to 5 things that I need to change in my life. It took me years, 2-3 years, but I got back into the track.
I love that story. And I really identify with that for a few reasons. One, as I was mentioning before, my landing in Luxembourg was really hard, really hard. It's dark here. It's cold. It's winter. You don't speak any of the languages. I just felt like I ran around like not even an adult, you know, like I couldn't function as like a human in society. And then when we lived in Dubai, I was trying to conceive. And just that, even if you live in your home country and it's not happening for you, just the feeling of how unfair that is, you know, I mean, life isn't fair, whatever, but like, why? Why can't you conceive? I used to cry every single month when my period would come. I totally get that. You made the decision that you're going to pull yourself out, which congratulations, by the way, because that is like really hard to do. How did you do it? If anybody's listening that is in that kind of dark spinning cycle, how do you pull yourself out here in Luxembourg?
Yeah, I think it's very important to learn the language also. At least basic, you know.
Luxembourgish or French or German?
Yes,
or all
that's,
of them.
That's the thing. Basic French, basic Luxembourgish. I think when you move to any country, the first thing you should try to make some efforts to learn the basic language. It takes time, so don't be too hard on yourself, but it helps.
What did you do to learn?
So I had joined a French course.
Okay.
And Luxembourgish, I had also joined another course, Moyen.lu. And that was also a beautiful place to way to meet people, understand the different cultural differences. And you also find people like you, you know, who don't know the language completely and also figuring out stuff. So you first step is to take action. And language is definitely try meeting people, networking.
You picked French first, right?
Yes, I picked up French first.
Because in the city, that's what you use the most?
And that time, people spoke more French, I think. But I must say that for me, Luxembourgish was easier.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was more logical and practical the way they spoke the language, they wrote that, and the rules were not so complicated, I thought.
Okay, I'm in Luxembourgish A1, and I don't necessarily share your views on this. I think French was a little bit easier, but I speak Spanish, so.
Yes, yeah. That's the thing. I didn't speak any of these Latin languages, and it French was the first foreign language, so I was like completely blown out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so your main thing to get you out of this was learning languages and buy those courses. Then you made some friends. What about with your, you didn't have kids.
I didn't have kids, but I did meet some beautiful people, lovely people. So going out of your comfort zone and try and meet different nationalities, you know. Sometimes it happens, we come from a particular region and we try to be in our comfort zone and look for the same community. But I think you will grow really when you meet different nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that the neighbors were very nice. And I met a few very nice Luxembourgish neighbors who helped me learn the language and the culture. So it was good. Also, you have to probably know how to drive here.
Yeah.
It helped me. So driving, then learning the language, and also deciding what I wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah. So you were saying you wrote down four things that you wanted to do or wanted to change?
Yeah. So I was dependent on my husband's visa. 18 years ago, I was not allowed and I was not getting a job. So I wouldn't have the work permit.
What was your background in before you came here?
I had done international trade. I had a diploma in international trade management and I was in international logistics. So I thought Luxembourg is a place where logistics is very good and I will get a job very easily with my experience because I used to work with principals in US. So it was always an international scenario. But after I moved here, I realized I need 3 to 4 European languages. And that takes time.
And also you weren't allowed, right? Because of your visa. But they have changed that law now.
Yeah, that
right?
They have.
Because you ended up opening your own business, ultimately.
At that time, I think it was very difficult. That's why I decided to learn Luxembourgish and I took the nationality. And that helped me to, you know, feel that now I'm eligible to do what I want.
How many years did it take you to study and pass that spoken test?
Actually, not too long. I would say it took me 7 to 8 months. Yes.
Wow.
I would take my daughter. When I did Luxembourgish in 2016, I turned 40 and I decided I'm not going to start my 40s feeling sorry for myself. That was a promise to myself. So when my daughter, I will drive her to the activities and in the car, I would sit in the cold, but I would use that time to learn the language, always listen to the news. I made a lot of effort because I wanted to quickly get back to my life, you know.
But you still have to be here for 5 years.
I was already there for 7 years, I guess.
Okay.
The rule that time was 7 years and then it changed.
Oh, to 5.
And now they have also simplified the rules. At that time, you had to clear both written and comprehension and spoken separately.
Oh, good. So I get it easier.
Yes.
I got it easier. Okay. So you became Luxembourgish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started your business?
I had applied for it. The rule had changed and I got a freelance work authorization. But soon after I got the passport, I changed it. It changed automatically. Yes.
Nice. So tell me about your business and tell me how that led to the Mommypreneurs group.
I started small in 2016. When I moved to Luxembourg, I felt the weather is always so gray and people wore a lot of gray and black. And it looked that we could do with some more colors because I feel colors brings hope. It brings cheer. And everybody has a different style. And why should we wear the similar stuff? And that also, at the same time, I met beautiful craftsmen in India, few women, artsmanship. I started with something which will bring both the countries together, you know. My home country is Luxembourg and India. And the name I founded was Lace Sutras. It came to me very automatic. Sutras in Sanskrit means threads. We do a lot of thread work. Plus sutras is the threads that bind. That binds all the culture, all the countries. When I had come to Luxembourg, I realized that life can be so lonely. So I wanted it not to be a very commercial business place. You come by, you go. I wanted it to be a place where I can give some cheer to whoever I meet that day, maybe, you know, a simple word of kindness, smile, give them your time. And it has to be a special place. And I must say I have succeeded in that. That was one of our core value.
Amazing. Congratulations. First of all, I want to say you look very colorful and very happy.
You've got
the vest, yes. You've got the earrings, lipstick. The store is downtown in the city center?
Yes, it's in the city center. So I started the store in 2020 in Dikish.
Okay.
I was there for 10 months. It was great success. That gave me hope and confidence. I had started with another person and we moved into, she was another brand and we moved into the city center pop-up. 2021, everybody started asking, how do we find you? This is a pop-up. How do we come? And always, so their confidence would be more if it was a permanent shop. And I thought this was the time to take leap of faith. And now it's in Gallery Bumo, where we have the Paris Wheat Gallery, the main Grand Rue.
Yeah. It's where you walk in. Yes. And there's also Mi Tierra.
Yes.
The Mexican.
It's the same Bumo gallery.
So it always started as brick and mortar, or did you start originally online? Or
I started very small with friends and private exhibitions. And we had something, local fairs like Let's Go Local. I would do these exhibitions, you know, the fairs and the markets. That's how I started. And then people also online, because I would, especially it grew in COVID actually. People could not travel. People were at home and I didn't even know how to click good pictures that time. Now I have mastered many skills out of necessity, but I would just put some pictures on Facebook and I would have lots of messages asking what's the price and if they could have it. I would go in my car in the evening and put it in the letterbox so that we don't have to go even to the post office. So that was how I started, actually.
Wow. And it started out with just textiles, right? You're saying sheets and stuff, but now it's clothing?
Yeah. So I started with home linens, embroidered work. Slowly, my first main product was scarves because I saw people wear a lot of scarves with the weather. It's an accessory that everybody loves to gift, to wear. That's how I started. And then when I had the store, I realized just scarves gets difficult to fill up the store. Mm-hmm. And it's very niche. And people would say, the clients, you know, that you have such amazing color sense and everything. Why don't you bring dresses? And then I added jackets, dresses. And then I kept taking the feedback from the client. And I must say the clients were a very important part of our journey. They would give us a lot of advice and I would think about it and we started growing.
Very cool. Tell me about Mommypreneurs.
Right. So in 2016, this was Mommypreneurs was started by Angelique, who also is a small business owner. She has three children now. So it was her idea. And that's how we started meeting for the coffee mornings. This was at least in 2016 or 17. And then as life gets busy, she got busy and with three kids. And then for a very long time, nobody met and it was kind of forgotten. But after I settled down in my store, I realized I met a few people and I would always feel, how can I give back to the community? Because this was so helpful for all of us that time. And we all continued over the last 9 years in our business. But I realized how lost we were when we were starting and how can we encourage other women? And that's how I restarted Mompreneurs. I spoke to Angelique and she said she cannot put in too much of time, but she's very happy if I can take it over. And now I have started and almost 1.5 years that we restarted Mompreneurs. A lot of people, community is growing and we are learning and encouraging each other.
Who should go to a Mompreneur meeting?
It's very important that you are a mom. There are a lot of people, even men, who try and contact us if they can come and they say it's not fair. I agree, but we want it to be for mothers and somebody who has already started her business or activity or wants to start. Because a lot of time it happens that you have the wish, but you don't know what. And when you come to these meetings, you see other mothers and you might get an idea. All right, this is something she did. Maybe I could think about it this way. And also we encourage each other. We give ideas. So I have had ladies who came because they want to do something, but they didn't know exactly what. And they walked out feeling more confident and they started actually.
That's great. Do you have speakers who come and share how? Because Actually, just right before I interviewed you, I interviewed a woman that started an app for gestational diabetes for pregnant women. And mm-hmm. It's amazing.
That's right.
And she actually won the Luxembourg Fit for Start in the health category. So they did some incubation thing. She can end up with $150,000 to start her, it's already live, but to grow her business equity free, which is amazing. And the government of Luxembourg pays for that. Do you ever talk about that kind of stuff?
It started with a very casual coffee morning. where people we met and we were exchanging ideas. We are all trying to figure out. And then lately, since the last few months, we are calling speakers. It could be something like a tax consultant.
Mm-hmm.
It could be somebody who helps you start your business with the official administration documents. It could be somebody who talks to you about GDPR. So now every time, and maybe our next speaker is somebody who was originally the OG mompreneur as well. And they are all very happy to come back. And she probably will be speaking how to handle your emotions and stress, because it is a very stressful journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a very lonely journey being an entrepreneur. You are independent. You don't have a boss. You don't have colleagues. Mostly we are all very small businesses, solopreneurs. And you can't keep talking to your partner or husband all the time about this, because you have to figure out a lot of things yourself.
Yeah. Well, so I think the big thing is that you just don't know the answers.
Yeah.
It's hard to go on the path when you're not sure what the next steps are supposed to be.
Right. So here, that's what we have. We try to provide a lot of resources, information. We have also an Instagram and Facebook. People know us. They're finding us always. Like you found us.
Mm-hmm.
And we then afterwards have a very core WhatsApp group. And people put questions on that. Like today morning, we had a question, who can help me with something about Instagram and some particular help she needed. And we try and give suggestions. And it's like a very becoming a close community of friends.
So if somebody wants to join, they can find you on Facebook and Instagram.
Absolutely. And we normally have meetings once every month, and in Luxembourg, Kiel, which is in the Grund. It's a beautiful place. We are very, very grateful to them for offering us this place. We are very thankful to them. So mostly these days we are having it in the Luxembourg, Kiel, in the Grund.
So is anybody who's a mom that has the desire is invited?
Absolutely. There is no registration fees, nothing. You may have to just pay for your own coffee. As of now, everybody said, let's keep it simple. We don't make, the only rule is you should be a mom and you want to start or have started your activity or business already. A lot of women also come who are working. They want to come and understand how to, you know, in the future, they want to start their own thing. So
make the shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. I interviewed a nutritionist on the show and she said Luxembourg has the highest probably percent of overqualified, underemployed women in the world.
True, absolutely.
Because you come as a trailing spouse and then you have to try to do something. And for a lot of people, their industry isn't here.
And I think it's a very good way to do something. You can be creative. You can be your own boss. It's not a very easy journey. But I think it's also easier in Luxembourg to be self-employed in a way. There is a possibility. People support you. Clients support small businesses.
They like to buy small.
They like to buy small from small businesses, make meaningful gifts, and they appreciate it.
Tell me some of the business ideas that have happened as a result of mompreneurs.
So Angelique, she has a baby shop. She started with baby shoes and like this. She has come to my, I wanted to buy for my daughter. She would come with a van with the shoes. You know, we all started very small. And now she has a shop in Wolfertunge, I think.
Is it Unicorner?
Unicorner.
Yes, I've been there. Their stuff is so cute.
Yeah. Then Party Wheel. She started with Nancy Party Wheel. Then we have Magic Butterfly, she's meditation, Reiki, stress related.
Oh, really? Hey, Magic Butterfly, do you want to come on my show?
Yes.
What does she do? She gives Reiki sessions to people?
Yes. And I think she would be our next speaker about how to manage your stress and give us tools how to, you know, manage your stress as well. This is how Neha, who is a stylist, I think she was on your show too.
Yeah.
So Neha is also one of our OG original mompreneurs. Then we had Katazina, then a lot of people who followed and we all continued so to grow and inspire each other.
So it's across goods and services.
Yes, absolutely. We try to promote each other. Then we have a massage therapist, Clarka, a lot of yoga teachers. So it's growing. Our community is growing.
What do the yoga teachers want? Do they want to do private lessons in people's houses? Because yoga, you got to have a studio, right?
So one of our members, she has a very nice studio, Mindful House. She's also one of the Akil members. She had the shop Domino's before, and now she has a place in Compton, if I'm right. So we are giving resources to each other. You know, she's a beautiful place. And we also had one meeting there for yoga, meditation. So we have internal resources and we promote each other then, you know.
Tell me what Luxembourg Akil is.
It's a thing for expats, outsiders, you know. It's like the information you get. And now they are trying to make it even more and more accessible. You can have exactly a lot of, they have rooms and a beautiful space where you can have your meetings and you got to be a member. And they have very good services as well.
That's good to know. I should probably check them out too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to share with everybody?
I would tell all the moms that life is very busy being a mother, being, you know, but it's also very important to do something for yourself. And age is just a number. It's never too late. I started at 40. And I think the last 10 years have been the most amazing journey as a mother of a beautiful daughter, plus as a mother of Lay Sutras, you know, it's like my another baby. And it gave me so much of so much. I'm a new me today because the business grew and I evolved as a person. But it's also very important to know why you are starting this. The bigger why is very important because there can be days when a business can be good and even number of days when the business is not good. And that's the time when you need to remember why you started. There has to be something more than money in this. So you need to know your bigger purpose, but it's a very rewarding and wonderful journey. So
what is your bigger purpose for Lay Sutras?
When I was in my very difficult, dark period before I started this, and after moving here, trying to find who am I felt very lonely. And then I wanted something which has a bigger giving back to the society. So as Lay Sutras, we are very committed to sponsor education of children. So we sponsor a school in India through a local NGO, Aide de l'Enfance. Plus, everybody we meet, we try to be human, you know, to connect and to be how to bring some cheer to everybody you meet. There has to be a smile there because everything is getting so automated and artificial. You know, we have stopped feeling, we have stopped being kind, simple act of kindness. And I can feel that whoever comes into a store, they really feel very welcome, warm. They don't have to just come and buy. We talk to them. They feel a part of our family and community, you know. So this was our bigger purpose, that everybody is feeling happy when they walk in and meet us.
That's so great. I love this so much. And I totally think you're right about everything so artificial. That's one thing that I think is really good about Luxembourg, actually, is that, you know, you can call a government office and somebody will actually pick up the phone. The amount of kind of AI slop
is
less. So I thank you for contributing to that not being the way Luxembourg is.
Absolutely. This is a place where I met wonderful people and I probably grew so much, and any other place, I don't know how much I would have evolved. And my advice is to be simple, be human, you know. We are becoming very mechanical and automated and, you know, robotic and everything. So we have to just feel the emotions of the person in front of you. They might be going through a very difficult time, and a simple, just a smile or just listening and giving attention to that person is all they need, feeling it matters.
Do you ever think you're going to move back to India?
I don't know. It's already 18 years and we have our roots here. It really feels home, but we don't know ever what happens in life. But we have our home here. My daughter is very comfortable here and we have integrated very deep now.
I love that. All right. Zinia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Haley.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment, or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Mom Life in Luxembourg. Thanks so much and have a great day.